This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we often seek a deeper understanding of our life's purpose when we start a new year. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus gives us a good example of what it looks like to have clarity of purpose. So he's talking to the people in the synagogue and he tells them, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has appointed me to preach the good news to the poor." It was a powerful moment. And the scriptures go on to say that everyone in the synagogue stared at him intently because he made it very clear who he was and why he was there. This passage reminds me of the days when I tried to explain to someone what I believe God was calling me to do. I would ramble on and on, confusing myself and likely the person I was talking to, instead of speaking with clarity. But one thing I observed about this passage is that prior to Jesus' appearance in the synagogue, he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert being tested and being tempted. Clearly, going through a period of testing can bring about great clarity. So my question for you is, what trials have you experienced the last few years that have been preparing you for this year? As you think about that, cling to these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, if you are being tested, know that clarity will follow.